And, you know, I guess this issue of transplant, Ken, obviously it must be very debatable and controversial, because there is a major trial out there right now which is actually randomizing patients to either get a transplant or hold off on it and then get a transplant with progressive disease. Ken, can you talk a little bit again about this issue of where the decision falls, you know, outside a protocol setting in your own practice?
It's a discussion between physician and the patient. What are your needs? How does your disease present? And how can we best treat your disease? And you lay out all the options. You can be treated on upfront clinical trial. You can be treated with standard of care. Anyone who would ever be eligible for transplant, we always encourage them to at least stem cell collect when they have the lowest measurable disease. And then, does it work for your life as a patient? Does it work for you now? Does it work for you in the future? We had a patient that was due to retire from the state. He didn't feel that he could do a transplant up front. We stem cell collected him. When he retired, then he went on to the transplant. So it's very individualized for the patient. It is still a standard, and it should always be in your mix if patients are eligible.
So we kind of want to get into the issue of the treatment that these patients will receive initially, whether they're going to get a transplant or not. We're going to try to reduce the tumor burden. And Melissa, you know, one of the questions is 2 versus 3 drugs up front. There are regimens that, you know, are a little bit more intense that you can give, or you can use just a couple of drugs. But just sort of taking a step back, how important is it, if you know you're going to move the patient forward to a transplant, to, you know, maximize the tumor response before they go to the transplant?
Well, it's very important, because it has been shown in several studies that patients that go to transplant with this disease control, either in a very good partial response or complete response, are going to do better. So we definitely want to get the best control possible. And even though there have not been randomized studies, 2 drugs versus 3 drugs, 3-drug regimens definitely show better quality responses, higher number of very good partial response, higher number of complete remissions. So in the absence of a clinical trial, I favor treating these patients with triple drug combinations at diagnosis.